This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing with your host, Steve Jorgensen.
The title of the book, Burning for Freedom. O Goddess of Freedom, life is to die for you. Death is to live without you. And the author is Anurupa Sinar. And Anurupa joins us now on Indie Book Publishing. This interview brought to you by Trafford Publishing. Hello, Anurupa.
Hello, Steve.
Well, this is an amazing story, of a man, a patriot of India that history has ignored and even deleted, would you say?
Yes, and the ones in power have maligned and victimized as well, till today.
V.D. Savarkar. We want to find out a little about you, Anurupa, and why you decided to write this book.
Well, in December of 2009, there I was living my very normal, very ordinary, very quiet life, and I decided that I shall read a biography of Savarkar. I always knew that he was a patriot of India because I belonged to the same community as him, and I had great respect for him because he writes just wonderful poems, and one of his poems always brought tears to my eyes whenever I heard it. And I said, all these years, I didn't read his biography. I mean, why not? So fortunately, there was one available in Barnes & Noble. And when I read that biography, I mean, it was just an extremely moving experience for me. And my life just hasn't been the same since then. And even he's such an amazing personality, fantastic intellect, wonderful political acumen. His deeds are so adventurous and so... so not normal. And his patriotism, I think, is really unparalleled in history. And most of all, what really fascinated me was that he was so rock solid on his principles. He walked his path of duty without any thought of what he shall gain from it. And he was a Karma Yogi. He followed Karma Yoga, which is a precept of the Bhagavad Gita, one of the sacred books of the Hindus. And I actually deeply believe in the Bhagavad Gita, and I try to follow. It's a very, very difficult path and very lonely. And here it is, there is this patriot of India who has done it successfully. For me, that was very fascinating. So I just bought all the books I could find on him. I, scoured the internet for any information for him, and I was just eating it all up and reading it. While doing it, I discovered that there was so much. Not only was he victimized in his lifetime by the Gandhi and Nehru-led Congress, and after that, the free government of India under the leadership of Nehru, till today, they are, just flinging mud at him, maligning him, calling him names, misrepresenting whatever he has said, and he has said everything so clearly and frankly that I don't know why they do it. And it started really bothering me inside, and I couldn't take that injustice. And I said, I have to do something. But, what can I do? I'm just living, just a very insignificant person here. And one day I just woke up. I said, I'm going to write a novel. And it was really funny because I'd never ever written a word in school days. But I still said, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I knew I had two things going for me. One was my faith in God, and second was my belief in myself. And I said, that's going to be it. And so I just jumped into it. Once I put my mind to something, I know I can move mountains. So I said, that's it. I'm going to write this novel. And I worked on it for 3 years, and here it is.
You call it a novel, but it's all based, according to you, on facts and history.
Yes. I'm calling it a novel because I've written it in a story form. I actually couldn't find a word, a genre that would describe my novel perfectly because it's every incident is true. Here and there, because I have a fictional character who, ties the story together, some things are not true. Though as far as possible, I have used actual incidents and just modified them to my fictional hero. and I specify whatever is not true in the author's notes. Other than that, every single incident and fact, whatever I have written about Gandhi particularly, is a documented fact. I took extra care with that, because when you take up such a, when you're trying to show, expose somebody who is an international icon, you want to be very careful. Well, so when, I double-checked and triple-checked that.
When we hear the name Gandhi, obviously most of us stand in awe of the story, of course the great movie that was made about him, of the many, I'm sure, books that have been written about Gandhi, yes, all just revering him as a hero, as a patriot. But you take a very, very, very different view of him.
Yes. I'm actually not the only one to do that. I mean, there are books that are speaking the truth and who are documenting the facts, because that's where I have got the facts from. And a lot of the facts are in Gandhi's own words. If you read what Gandhi actually is saying, a lot of it is there. But yeah, I have taken this stance of putting it in black and white and very boldly and frankly, because I think it needs to be done. Especially if you want to understand Savarkar, you have to understand the truth about Gandhi, because most of Savarkar's life, especially towards the end of the freedom movement, went in trying to scotch Gandhi's shenanigans and whatever machinations were going on. And he is being victimized today for that reason, almost like payback, it seems to me.
So Savarkar is the hero, is the patriot. Gandhi is painted like that, but he is really not anything like he is painted to be. And in the middle of all this, Savarkar has to go to some terrible prison for how many years?
Oh, totally. He was in what I call British bondage for 37 years, 14 of them in hard labor, and then he was restricted to a certain area. And when he could not get involved in politics, and it was, I'm sorry, did I say 37?
Yes.
27. It's 27 years.
Okay.
And he was restricted, and he wasn't allowed to be free to do, because he posed a great danger to the British Empire right from the beginning when he came on the scene. And they went to great pains. And I'm actually writing, I've done a write-up on that, and I'm doing a second book to show that too. How he was involved in an international case. Absolutely a fascinating story, that one too.
And he was accused of conspiring to murder Gandhi?
He was actually charged, even. And yes, he was charged, and so many people were, they tortured people. There is evidence of a lot of torturing. And yes, they tried to find him guilty. But they simply, I mean, he didn't do it. And I have traced that whole event and how it happened, and a lot of people are confused about what and how, and I have traced it all in my novel.
Well, this is written in a very raw way, showing raw pain and painting the injustice,
yes,
for Savarkar.
Yes.
You know, it's obviously difficult for us who think we know history, think we know the hero Gandhi, and then you come along with Savarkar and dispute all that. Why were they so afraid of Savarkar?
Savarkar was very, just like Gandhi is an extremely charismatic leader, Savarkar was just as charismatic and had excellent leadership qualities. And he had the full level. There are very few people in India at that time who had that capacity to be a national leader. Gandhi, Nehru, Savarkar, and a couple of others. But they did not want the Congress, if I've traced it in my novel, they wanted the power to stay with them. Free India would have a very important position in the world, and whoever controlled that country had a lot of power. And that power, Congress did not want it to go to somebody else. So that's how the politics were being worked. And Savarkar came on the scene, free from British bondage towards the end, and he just swooped like an eagle on the scene, and he fought hard for his people, for his people to see the truth, and he really put everything out there in black and white for everybody to see. And the Congress didn't like it at all, naturally, because that was competition, the way the Constitution was set up, in the elections. Hindu seats only Hindus could vote for the Hindus. So competing for those electoral seats was the Congress, and Savarkar built up a whole party from zero in competition for Congress so that the people of India would have the opportunity to vote for somebody besides the Hindus of India would have that opportunity. And Congress couldn't really let that happen, because if Savarkar's party was to win, India was out of their hands. So it's a whole very complicated political situation. And in my book, there are the answers of how and why it happens. Yes, there is. And Savarkar just worked so selflessly for his country, 50 years fighting for freedom. He burnt himself to ashes for the love of his people, for the love of his country, then picked up the pieces and continued to work. And in Free India, they ground him to dust, the government.
Did Gandhi play any part in the freedom movement in India?
Oh, yes, definitely. He brought the freedom movement to the people, to the masses. Because before that, the freedom movement was in the hands of the intellectuals. He took the freedom movement to every house in India. That was a tremendous achievement. He organized the political party into an extremely efficient machine. Gandhi has definitely a role to play as the leader, as patriot. But in everything, whatever he has done, it's not necessarily the way it is, especially towards the end when the power play, the fighting for power, it's not the way it is portrayed.
So freedom of India was certainly not gained by Gandhi's nonviolence.
Absolutely not. No. Even the British acknowledged that, and there definitely was a lot of bloodshed in the first place. And the British, if you trace the history, they had nothing to fear from Gandhi as such, because though Gandhi had a lot, he never really his satyagrahas were not per se for the freedom. They always had some other cause, like the salt tax or some different causes, not directly related to politics. So while the people were stirred, it didn't have a direct consequence on the power of the British. So he was a hindrance, but not a threat.
Tell us the importance of your fictional character, Keshu, is it?
Yes, Keshu. Now, Keshu was extremely important for me because I needed somebody. I needed a voice. I need somebody to tie all the whole story together. I have to be very careful what the real characters are saying. I cannot put any words in Savarkar's mouth that Savarkar himself has not said. So I need somebody who will portray, who will tie the thing, who will speak for me. And it had to be a man, because there was no chance for a woman to be close to Savarkar. So this is why I picked up a fictional character. And a lot of interesting things went into forming that character, and I'm actually blogging about it. It's in my blog post, The Growing Pains of Burning for Freedom. So I'm writing about how the character developed. And so he is really me. He is speaking for me. And now, not only did I have to trace the movement, I had also to write about the Mopla riots. It was at that, the Khilafat movement and the Mopla riots, where really in the politics of India is the difference, the Hindu-Muslims. That's where that difference makes the entry into politics of India. I mean, there was always the idea, the concept that Hindus are Hindus and Muslims are Muslims, but it hadn't quite entered the politics until that point. And that point is very well hidden from traditional history. It's not generally known. And I wanted it to be known, so I needed to have a fictional character who will go through the Mopla riots. So Keshu was very important.
And as you put it so dramatically, to truly accept people as equals, one must accept that they have a right to their religion.
Oh, yes. I while I was writing this book, I had to do a lot of thinking. And that's the one thing I did realize, that why is always religion seems to be the basis for everything. And even when we say that we want equality, we want peace, I don't see that we can get it as long as there is a whole section somewhere trying to convert people and, you know, bringing religion into everything. If you just accept people, that everybody has the right to believe whatever they want to believe, there is no need to seek out people and change whatever they are, then I think we will find that equality and peace will be there.
And before we find out how to get your book, Anurupa, we need to hear about an unexpected positive review of your book, something that you didn't expect.
Oh, yeah. I'm calling it a miracle of God, because I have no idea how even my book got picked up. Just last week, I came across, and the author Paige Lovett, she has not only picked up my book to review, but she has also given me an excellent review for the book. Some of the things she is saying is that my book is very well researched, and it is written in a readable and compelling format, and she highly recommends it. I mean, this is really unbelievable. It's a miracle for me. I always felt that I needed divine intervention, as everybody needs to be successful in whatever they're doing. And I've had many moments like that, and this is the very latest. I should say the first one of divine intervention things that happened was when I connected with Dr. Sriram Godbole, to whom I've dedicated my book. He has been a rock for me throughout the writing of my book. And I could not be here today with my book written the way it is written, with my confidence in myself as an author, if it wasn't for him. So I have to mention that too.
Well, thank you, Anurupa. We appreciate you sharing with us your book, Burning for Freedom. Oh, Goddess of Freedom, life is to die for you, death is to live without you. Tell us how to get your book.
My book is available online only right now, and it is really available in all. You can check it out on any of your favorite stores. It's definitely available on Amazon. In fact, Amazon has an author page on me where a lot more information, my blog and biography and such things are there in detail. So please check it out online and whichever store you like. It's even available for all the Indians. It's available in Indian rupees, websites with Indian rupees as well. Jungli.com is one of them.
Anurupa, we appreciate again you being with us on Indie Book Publishing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve, for giving me this opportunity.
And this interview has been brought to everyone by Trafford Publishing.